Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Ksubis, Pei Vav Amir Aleph. We'll actually start the bottom of Pei Amir Beis. The Gemara brings the Omer Shmuel, HaMoicher Shtarchoiv L'Chaveiroi, V'chazer U'mochel E'mochel, V'afilu Yoyrish Moichel. But nevertheless, Moide Shmuel, B'machneses Shtarchoiv L'Baila V'chazer U'mochel Asai, She'ein E'mochel, B'pnei She'yodei Ki Yodem. The Yisoid of Shmuel, the concept of Mechir Shtarchoiv, the Chlal, the Musogam of what it means a Choiv, and what it means to be Moicher Shtarchoiv, is very complex, but even this etzem member of Shmuel of Moicher Starchoyv L'Chaveri V'Chazri Mochel Imochel is a sugi here in Ksubis Peihei in Kedushin Memches Babakame Peites in Baba Metzia and also in Baba Basra in many places. And the Yisrael Dover is like this: that L'Chayra, if a person sold a Starchoyv, assuming that you could, that it's transferable and sellable, so L'Chayra the Malve slash Moicher who had a right to be goy with his choyv, but he sold it to somebody else. And now the lekuach lechayra should have the right to take that shtar. It says the malva's name on it, but he's the one that now has the yecholus to be goy with the choyv with the shtar. And that's taka true. He sold the choyv of the shtar. Nevertheless, the malva could still remain and say, I'm moichel the choyv. And once he's moichel, the male of the loiv is potter. Now, of course, afterwards, the loikeach is very upset, and maybe Alzgrum or Gami is going to be allowed to demand a refund on some or all of his money. But that's later on in the sugya. But the etzem idea that even though the choyr, the moicher, sold it, he could still be moichel. Even the Yoyrish of the moichel could be moichel, but by a husband and a wife not. And Khan is the big shayla, and we'll speak out four, maybe there's more, but four ikar shittas in the Rishonim. What's the shayrish adin? L'choyra, ask the shayla on a posha to oifin. If he sold it, he can't be moichel anymore. He's not the owner of the chayv. The new proud owner of the chayv is the loikeach. Why should the moicher, who l'choyra relinquished himself, was mistalik, sold it, he's out, why should he bechlal count anymore? So, one mahalach is, and this mahalach is mavur in the Rambam Hilchos Kinyan Perek Vav Alochi Beis, the riff in the sugi over here, Toisus by us, and many places also Toisus says that the entire concept of shmiras of mechiras shtaris is only a derabbanon. There's no such thing as selling the shtar choiv midiraisa. It's only a derabbanon, and since it's only a derabbanon lefikoch, that's where you're able to be moichel. That's mafurish in the Rambam in Hilchos Kinyan Perek Vav Alochi Beis over there. Ribal, he's mazba that mechiras shtaris is only a derabbanon. Therefore, you're allowed to be moichel. Aber hagufa. Why taka, can't you sell it midai raisa? So on that, Toysen Baba Basra daf Ayin Zayin says, because it's eino de moicher dover she'enoi birshusai. And it's not a tangible thing that you could say is birshusai. Other Rishayim even say, it's eino de moicher dover she'enoi shaloi. It's not mamish yours. The truth is, in the Achreinim, Rabbi Chonin in Koivit Shiurim in Baba Basra, Rabbi Chaim ala Sefer, ala Rambam in Sefer over there, they say a different akuda, that is felt in the etzim maisa kinyan. Not mitzad the yecholus of the moicher because it's not birshusai, or it's not shaloi. The etzem maisa kinyan is not meglach klapi yashtar choiv, that it should be a deraisa dikasel. Akoponim, Tom Venishlam, the first of the Mahalchim, was saying, it's a derabbanon dikadin, and that's why you're able to still be moichel. But Tosfos, in a few places, and other Rishonim quote Rabbi Natam, not over here, but in other places they quote Rabbi Natam, that holds that in fact, mechirish toris is deraisa. Now, if mechirish toris is deraisa, so the moicher is gone, why should he still be able to be moichel? And Rabbi Natam says, because you were only moichel the shibet nechosim. Of a soif called soif, the shibet haguf is still by the original malve. The ksois explains in Simon Samachvav, because that's a dover she'ein by mamish. Other Rishonim and Achronim explain it differently, but the point is, akapanu let Rabbi Natam, mechirish toris is deraisa, but the shibet haguf still remains by the moicher. There's a third pshat in the Ravid, and the Ktsois in Siman Samachvav wants to say that Rashi and our Sugya Oslan is like that. That the pshat is the emes is the loiva can say lav bal dvarim di diat. Whenever a moicher shtaris comes and the loikeach now comes bimkam and wants the teveya, we say the loiva says lav bal dvarim di di, but then the loikeach says okay, but I bought it from him. But at kamen that the moicher was moichel, then it's hoder that the loiva could get out of it by saying lav bal dvarim di diat. That's an akuda that he can say lav bal dvarim di di. Efsher, a fourth mahalach that the Rif brings over here, other Rishonim also quote B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, that when a moicher is moichel l'choiv, what Be'etzem is doing, and again, Hagufa, who says he's b'chlal abaldover anymore, who says what he says should count, but assuming, he goes and he's being establishing Haidoas Baldin that the loiv is potter. Now, since there's Haidoas Baldin that the loiv is potter, Memela, the loiv is potter, and he doesn't have to pay anymore. Avad, it needs a Hakdama. Why should he be a baldover to be able to say that he's saying Haidoas Baldin? But that's Akoponim Lisikum. The etzim yasayid of the Gemara, that moicher shtar choiv, after the lekech is the new proud owner of the choiv, and the choiv has the yecholus to be goiva, but still we say that he's able to be moichel. Mahalach number one, the Rif, the Rambam, Tosfos in many places, because mechirish toris is the Rabbanon. Mahalach number two, Rabbeinu Tam, Mechiras Toras is Doiraisa, but that's only on the Shibit Nechosim. The Shibit Haguf still remains by the Moicher. Mahalach number three, the Loiva, after Mechila could say La Baldvorim Didiat. Mahalach number four, the Mechila is an expression of Haidoras Baldin Kameya Edim. Gedorim and details of this union of Mechiras Toras is Avad the Barichas and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Samachvav. The Gemara continues. Krefti the Rav Nachman's Vintel Ksubasa Betoivis Hano. A certain relative of Rav Nachman sold her ksuba b'tayves and other. A woman can sell her ksuba. Let's say the ksuba is masayim zuz, or maybe with Tosefos ksuba it's even more. It's a elef zuz, whatever it is, and she sells it. Of course, not for the full amount, but she sells it to someone who's buying an option right that on the tzad that she will be nisgarsha or nisalmana, that he'll get the money instead. For shteitzach on the tzad that she dies first, so he loses everything. That's why he doesn't pay the full amount. It's a speculation. He's buying the rights to the chance of getting the tayves and of her ksuba. Now the point is, she did get divorced, which in turn ibazoy she deserves the ksuba, but shchiva she died. Also katavale. The lekuach came and went to the daughter. Can anyone give this daughter of the woman an eitza? The tazel the tichla the ksubasa the ima. Should she be moichel the ksuba of her mother legabi her father, and then she'll yarshin it, and then she can keep it, and they can't want it because it's not meshubit anymore. So she taka heard this eitza shama oz la achalta. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had charata. He said, "Asino atzmenu karcha dayonim." So meikara my sover, lebesoif my sover, meikara sover mi besorcha altis alim, ulebesoif. Savar Adam Chashav Shani. So Rav Nachman had second thoughts about whether this was a good idea. But upon him, in the Seder Advarim, to know the Metzias of what the Sugyos of Heitzim Achleikis we showing him, Rashi the Ramban learns that the father, husband, was still alive. And the Etzim, still, the issue is that she should be Moichel Benegeil later, that she'll yarshin the money. The Rush argues and says, no, that in fact the case is that the father was already dead and they were directly going to her. And on that, there was an Eitzah that she should be Moichel V'choiv. Memeil, they can't want anymore. And Memeil, then she'll be able to keep it be Yerusha. The Rishonim asked, Tosafot asked, what is going on? What is she going to gain? What is she going to be marviach? Are we going to see Bamsin right now, the Hepshech of the Gemara, that Avada, when you do this scam, you're a moicher slash malva, who is moichel the chayiv, and then you mess up over on the lekuach. The lekuach Avada comes back at you and wants to get fully refunded for, he paid you for the star, and you botched it up. You caused it. Avada als garmi, you have to pay him back. So what will you be marviach? So Tosafot has a few mahalchim. One is that she was a katana and wouldn't be chayiv als dina dargami. Tosafot also opens up a topic. Hare, the original lekuach didn't pay the full amount. He only paid the speculation price. It's a shaila taka. When you're paying him als garmi, do you pay back the full amount or only the speculation price? If it's only the speculation price, she avad has what to gain from the rest of the money of the Yerusha. The Gemara continues, Gufa Amr Shmuel HaMoichel Shtarchoiv L'chaveri V'chazu Yomachel Yomachel V'afilu Yorish Moichel Amr Avuna Breda Rav Yeshua V'Pikeach U'Mekarkash L'Zuzi V'Kosav L'Shtar B'Shmei Farshteitzach. If anyone wants to buy shtaris, what you do is you rip up the original shtar and write up a new shtar with your name, and it's kilu a new story, and now there's a direct choiv. The Shibet Aguf Midai Raisa is directly to you, the new Lekeach, and then of course the Moichel is totally ousted and has no Yecholus to be Moichel at all, and that's the way things should be done. One more kata, the Gemara says, Amr HaMeimar Man de doin dina de gami magvi be de meshtor amalia. Man de loy doin dina de gami magvi be de men yorba alma. Have uvi of the kaf, have uvi of the kaf, you rafim un avashi, vagme kashur le tzalmi. What the Gemara is saying is that even if it's true, this whole anocha that we said, that if Mechir Ishtaris, that the Moichel is still able to be Moichel for the various his bearim thereof, but Avada the Lekuach comes after him afterwards and says, you caused me a loss. You caused me a loss. Now you have to know, the truth is, even in the earlier story, Rav Nachman, who even gave that woman advice, also caused the lekeach loss. And what was his right to do that? But that maybe is only grumma. But here, the moicher himself, that's garmi. And we want to open up now the chilek that it's yidua, that there's a chilek between grumma and garmi. Grumma bin izakin is usser, but it's pater aval usser. Garmi, in fact, is chayiv. And over here, it's mavur in the Gemara, that mitzad garmi, when a moicher sells a shtar chayiv, a malva sells a shtar chayiv, and now he wants to be moichel and cause the lekeach loss, the lekeach avada in turn goes back to the moicher to get his money back, and it's not regular grumma ba'alma, it's doyin dina de garmi. Now a crash course, not doing justice, but a crash course in the concept of dina de garmi, there's a machlokes reshining whether the din of garmi is a deraisa or a derabanan, and there are many nafkaminas thereof. The Ramban, in the famous kuntres, dina de garmi, the Ramban wrote a kuntres to explain elaborately the differences between grumma and garmi, but also he goes that garmi is deraisa. Toysus in Baba Basra in Layachbar and Afchav Beis, in Perak Beis Layachbar says that garmi is deraisa. Meidach Kisa Toysus in other places learns that garmi is a derabanan. Toysus b'shem the Ritzbo over there in Baba Basra and Baba Kamadaf Ayin Aleph b'shem the Riva. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat has a big arichas about garmi, and amongst other things goes involved if it's a derabanan or deraisa. Whether the Garmi is at the Rabban or the Raisa would have many nafkaminas. Some want to say that if it's only a knas the Rabbanan, maybe Moedim a knas would be potter. Could be Yorshim don't have to pay. If the guy his guy is chayiv al Garmi, maybe his Yorshim don't have to pay. If it's a Raisa the Kechiv, so Yisoyim a chayiv, the Shalim Gezel, the Choyiv Aviyim. But maybe if it's only a knas the Rabbanan, maybe the Yorshim aren't chayiv. It would be a nafkamina by Shoigig. If Garmi is at the Rabbanan, maybe you wouldn't have to pay by Shoigig. I saw there's a shayla that it would be a nafkamina like Abi Choyvel Bechaveri. If you did Choyvel Bechaveri Begarmi, if it's mechayiv kol hachamisha dvarim. But even a more preliminary shaila, we know that grama bin azakin is aser, but garmi is chayiv. Man is shtana grama from garmi. So kimadubr the Ramban were the kuntres, and the chalukim are many. If it's atzma hezek or bari hezek or hezek miyadi, all kind of nuances to explain why garmi is different. Of course, those that say that garmi is a derabbanan, so then it's a whole different shmuz. On the other hand, there's another shita Rashi. Maybe the Shach Nemzon Bedas Rashi and the Sma in Simen Shin Pevav Nemzon Bedas, the Rambam say also that there is no chiluk between Grama and Garmi. That this that the Gemara says, Grama bin Azakin Potter, Aval Aser, Potter is not going like Rav Meir. And those that are doyin Dina de Garmi, in essence, what they're saying is that Grama is Chayiv. Meaning the etzim concept of Grama is a machloikis. The doyin Dina de Garmi, those that are doyin Dina Garmi, in essence, really hold Grama is Chayiv, and then we don't have to scramble and say the chiluk between Grama and Garmi. But upon him, so we did a lot. We did the concept of Mechir Shtar Choyiv, and that Mechir Shtar if you could still be Moichel, we got involved if Mechir Shtaris is the Rabbanon or the Raisa, and various Hezberim, why you could be Moichel. And the second half of this, after the story with Rav Nachman, and the grave of Rav Nachman, we got involved in that when you are Moichel B'Choiv, and Boifen Garmi caused the Lekuach HaLos, he could man you back, and we went a little bit into the Gedorim of Doyen Dina de Garmi.